As I talked about in the first segment, purpose, or finding purpose, is being needed. Now, there may be a few overzealous Christians out there who don't like the fact that I said that God needs us. They will probably try to defend him and say that the Lord needs no one or nothing, and he is complete in and of himself. And that's true. He is. He is 100% complete. Without anyone, he is a complete being. Guess what? Without anyone else, you are a complete being. You don't need your spouse. You don't need your kids. You don't need friends. You could be a hermit, or you could live on an island by yourself and be a complete being. We aren't talking about that. I'm not talking about God needs anyone to exist or needs anyone to be complete. We're talking about emotions here. We're talking about showing love. We're talking about having a purpose. Yes, he is totally complete as a being. If he had never created anyone, not angels, not people, not anyone. But think about this. You have this great big city. The Bible talks about roughly 1,400 miles by 1,400 miles by 1,400 miles. Streets of gold. There's a river. There's houses, mansions. The Lord says, I have many mansions in heaven. Or many rooms in the mansion, or however you want to say it. What good are all those rooms? What good are all those mansions? What good are all those streets if you have no people to use them? God has love. God is love. Who's he going to give that love to? Who's he going to express that love on? Another way to say this, having purpose, we talked about the first one, being needed. You could express it in a different way. Being needed is fulfilling a need. If you're a pilot and you have no airplane to fly, what good are your pilot skills? If you can fix appliances, but there are no appliances, what good is that? If you're a police officer and there's no crime, why does anyone need you? Having purpose, being needed, is fulfilling a need. The Lord doesn't need us to exist. He does not need us to be a complete being. We're not talking about any of that. We need someone to be needed. Because without others, there's no need. There's no need to help. There's no need to fulfill anything. We're a complete being on our own. So for all you overzealous Christians, relax. I'm not saying God needs anything in terms of being God. Of course he is. He's the Almighty. With or without us, it doesn't matter. I'm talking about being a God so great, so full of love, so wanting to give, so wanting to share. You have to have people to share with. You have to have people to give to. That's what I'm talking about when I said in the first one that God needs us. He needs us as a family. Not needing us to be complete. Not needing us to keep him alive in any way, shape, or form. Not needing us to give him majesty and glory. He has all that on his own. But you need someone if you want to share. You don't share anything with yourself. That's what I'm talking about. And God longs to have a family. He died on the cross to save us. Well, you have to have people to save. He didn't need saving. He's not sinful at all. He saved us. There has to be people in need to do something for. So don't defend God. He doesn't need your defense. No one's putting him down. No one's making him small. No one's making him needy in any way, shape, or form. We're talking about the purpose that he has chosen to love, to give, to save. He fulfilled a need, our need as sinners, to be helped, to be saved, to be rescued. He fulfilled that. What a great purpose. He fulfilled a need. And we need each other, not to exist. Again, if you were on an island by yourself, you need food to exist, water to exist, but you don't need other people. But isn't that lonely? What about your emotions? We need other people to give to fulfill a need, to help, to have a reason to be here. We can be here without them, but that's empty. finding purpose is being needed, and being needed is fulfilling a need. It's all one and the same. Now people ask, how do I fulfill this need for others? What do I do? I mean, I know I can give, but how do I give? What do I give? What do I do? Do I just give money? Do I just hand a dollar out to every person who puts their hand out? No. We're going to go into that. We're going to talk about how to find your purpose, how to fulfill your desire to be needed, to fill a need in the next few lessons.